NPR's Tom Gelton is at the Pentagon. Tom?
Good morning, Bob. I just got out of the briefing with Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers, and I'm sure you were listening to it as well.
Yes.
Some interesting tidbits.
The secretary said that the target was a senior Iraqi leadership compound, and it sounded very much like they certainly expected Saddam Hussein to be there, whether he was or he wasn't.
Well, I think until they are in a position to confirm that they have gotten Saddam Hussein, they're not going to want to talk about trying to get Saddam Hussein. You remember the whole long history of trying to get Osama bin Laden and not doing so. So I don't think we're going to hear much specificity on that. He said that we have good evidence. What I would characterize as good evidence that was a senior leadership compound. He said the battle assessment is pending. There were a couple of other items, if you want, Bob. I just think it would make sense to highlight. General Myers made a very intriguing comment that probably went by a lot of people, but I think is very important. He talked about, quote, preparatory actions in the hours ahead. He said he would not be talking about them, but he did say that when full-scale operations begin, we will provide information on those preparatory actions. So clearly he is referring here to stuff that is happening right now. And that could fall under a variety of categories. It could be airstrikes that are being against, for example, Iraqi artillery units that could potentially be a threat to U.S. troops in the battlefield. Or, and I think this is just as likely, if not more likely, these preparatory actions could include special operations missions. Kind of an intriguing thing that he laid out there, but didn't have a lot of information on it.
Well, you know, troops in Kuwait have been told to be combat ready now, in fact.
That's right. But General Myers suggested that these preparatory actions would be underway before the full-scale operations. So things are generally moving very fast here, Bob, is my impression. Between the idea of troops and reporters being told to be combat ready, we also, another very important point, Secretary Rumsfeld confirmed that the United States has indications and reports that the Iraqi regime may have set fire to as many as three or four of the oil wells in the south. Now, this is something that the United States warned against many times. One of the missions we know of U.S. Special Operations troops was to go in and secure those oil fields right at the start, but it's possible that the Iraqi regime beat them to it. That is also an important development.
So the operations that the general was referring to might have to do with the oil fields, or what? Another hit on Saddam Hussein?
I would not be surprised. There have been rumors here in the past few days of special operations missions against so-called political control targets, which means basically the same kind of thing that we saw just with this airstrike last night. It's a little trickier, it's much riskier for special operations troops to get on the ground in there, but that is among the missions that they have been assigned, we've been led to believe. Another issue is the weapons of mass destruction. Of course, every time General Myers or Secretary Rumsfeld briefs, they warn Iraqis not to use those weapons of mass destruction. This is another nightmare scenario for U.S. commanders to consider, and another possible mission for special operations troops to go in, find any possible WMD sites, neutralize them. So there are a variety of things that in all likelihood are happening right now or could be happening very soon by special operations units. One other thing, we do know that there was a special operations helicopter, a helicopter carrying special operations troops that crash-landed inside southern Iraq today. We're told that all the crew members were extracted. That means that there was a rescue mission to go in and get them. They were all safely extracted. But this itself is a big development because U.S. helicopters have not been flying in southern Iraq for 12 years.
NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.